Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Where'd you get your Christmas tree this year? A cut-your-own spot? A big box store? Maybe a local tree seller in your neighborhood? That's how we get ours, locally. This morning, WBUR's Simone Rios takes us to a tree lot in Dorchester, where a small businessman says he's one of the few African-American tree sellers in the region.
Come in, come in. Come in, please, come in. Come to the community Christmas tree lot.
Danny Kelly is a Santa Claus of the city, a Christmas tree seller in the heart of Dorchester's Four Corners neighborhood. His tree lot is a shining offering in a community without a lot of other holiday decorations, with big trees lined against the brick wall, a 7-foot candy cane in lights, and a large, jovial man at the center of it all, hawking trees and spreading good cheer.
Is your first time here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We've been here for 10 years. Can I run down what we do?
We're new to the neighborhood, so
that's great.
That's why it's our
welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
My name is Reverend Danny Kelly.
I'm Heather.
Kelly says he's an ordained minister, and he's been selling Christmas trees in Boston for the last 3 decades. He says the vocation has roots in his experience growing up in the South.
When I was a child, a youngster, my mom used to say, "Here, go get the tree." We'd go to the open air market. There wasn't a person of color, so I just said, if they can put that in their community, why do we have to walk out of our community? It stuck in my mind.
Years later in Boston, Kelly got his start selling trees on a vacant lot on Columbus Avenue that was later acquired by Roxbury Community College. For 28 years, he says he peddled his wares there before he was asked to leave 4 years ago. Business is a fraction of what it was in Roxbury, and health complications have left him unable to do some of the heavy lifting.
I'm an old man.
That's one reason he gives work to high school kids and people who need a fresh start.
Try to hire at least one or two people that have had a quarry, that have come out of, you know, incarceration, and we try to follow up with them and start them here because they don't have a reference or they don't have anywhere to work. And we follow them until they get a job.
Kelly's community Christmas trees has become a holiday mainstay in Dorchester. And for Noah de Amor, who owns a small bike shop nearby, it's important that people can buy things in their own neighborhood from someone who looks like them.
It's funny because our largest competitor is actually Target, which is located in the same shopping complex as Home Depot, which is Danny's largest competitor. And I love the fact that there's a black man doing it in our community.
Doug Hundley, spokesman for the National Christmas Tree Association, says buying real Christmas trees anywhere is a way to support local agriculture. But he says it's hard for big box stores to match the level of service provided by sellers like Kelly.
There's putting tree stands on, loading them on people's vehicles and putting them in their trunks and whatnot, and telling them how to take care of them. Now, I know that the box stores want their employees to do more of that, but I'm not sure that they can compete with the personal touch of someone like Danny there.
You don't have to leave your community to get quality and support your community. Most of the time, it's a few dollars more or a few dollars less.
Business seems to be buzzing, but it isn't what it used to be for Danny Kelly. He cites competition and a location that gets less traffic than where he used to sell. But even if he's operating at a loss, Kelly says he'll stay in business as long as he can, for the sake of the community and for Christmas. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.